Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on latalkradio.com, and we're glad to be here with you. The call-in number, 323-203-0815. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing what's going on in your world. And right now, I'm going to introduce the famous Dr. Pat Allen. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you feeling tonight?
I feel just fine. I'm washing my hands. I'm exercising, I'm doing what I'm told to do.
All right. And it sounds like you're healthy. It sounds like you're staying healthy.
The what?
It sounds like you're staying healthy.
Yes, I'm very healthy.
Awesome. That's beautiful. We're loving that. So I've been getting calls. I've been getting messages. I've been getting emails. Yes, Dr. Allen is in semi-retirement. No, Dr. Allen is not disappeared and not retired all the way. She's working from home. She's doing phone appointments. And the way you find out about getting a phone appointment is by reaching out via email, info@drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen does small appointments, 15 minutes, and super long appointments for the scripting class.
Hello.
And kinds of amazing things. So do that. info@drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm going to try to be concise. Hi, guys. Good evening.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Okay. So my question is, there is a guy that I am not dating yet, but he and I...
Oh, you're the man? You're going to date him?
He is not dating me yet. Let me rephrase. There is a guy that's not dating me yet. He has texted me, and recently he called me on the phone. He called me.
Okay, so he's sniffing around.
Correct. And when he called me, it was kind of late. It was around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And
okay.
I could tell he had been drinking. So I said, well, have you been drinking? And he was like, yes, it's quarantine. Everyone's drinking. And then he started to video chat me, and I did not answer my phone, you know, the iPhone. I was in my pajamas. So I said, give me 20 minutes. I can't answer the phone right now. I'm not decent. Give me 20 minutes. I'll call you back. He said, okay. I got dressed, put makeup on, and I called him back, did not answer the phone. The next morning, he texts, and I said, I just got dressed up, and you're not answering. I just called you back. I texted him that. The next morning, he said, sorry, I fell asleep. And I said to him, he said, please don't hold it against me. I said, I'm not going to hold it against you, but I do not want to talk to you when you're drinking or drunk. It does not feel good to me. So my question to you is that okay for me to have said, or is that mothering?
That's mothering, because you didn't make an appointment to share some pain with him. Mothering is when you teach him how to be a better man for his next woman.
Okay. So when what should I have
you,
done?
Well, it would have been, number one, were you going to be visible? Were you on Zoom?
Correct.
He see you?
Correct, yes. He would have been able to see me, and I wasn't decently dressed.
Okay. Do you know that he wants you to be decent?
I did not know. We were talking, like you and I are talking now, and he pressed the function on the iPhone that makes it become a video. And I declined the call.
Oh, he wanted
to keep it on the audio.
You know what? You just gave me the information. He signaled you that he wanted to see you. Men pick with their eyes. Therefore, the problem was he anesthetized himself with drinking, so you missed a deal. Now, are you going to continue to raise him?
No, I don't want to raise any man.
Okay. So how old are you?
40, and he's 41.
He's 41. So you're still on estrogen and testosterone. So nature is still on your side. Anyway, if you want to make an appointment, always raise your right hand. I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men that I am relating to.
To respect the men that I am relating to.
Unless. I want to be his mother.
I want to be his mother. Okay. So if this happens again where he calls me intoxicated, what should I do? Like if he calls me tonight and he's been drinking.
And you can tell he's been drinking by his dialect?
Correct, yes.
Because you can't smell it.
No, but the slurred speech and the elevated voice, I could tell that he was drinking.
All right.
Correct.
And what you'll say is, I want to ask you a sensitive question. You be him now. I want to ask you a sensitive question. Is it convenient for me to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, quarantine.
Okay. Well, I want to ask permission to take a rain check on this call because I've learned that when men drink, they do what they feel like doing, but not what they were booked to do. And I noticed that that's what happened here, and it's not comfortable. So what do you think about calling me when you're sober?
And okay, I guess I can do that.
And I want a few minutes to doll myself up to look good because you poked the audio, the visual. So I will accept you calling me, and I want to know if you'll accept me getting dolled up for our phone call visually.
Okay.
What would he say?
I think he would be like, okay. But he seemed to be getting annoyed the other night when I didn't want to FaceTime on the fly. Like, he was like, come on, it's okay, it's okay. I'm not dressed myself. And I'm like, dude, I'm a woman. I am truly not comfortable or decent to be on video, without notification.
So what you're saying is, I am willing to risk in this fragile dating cycle that we're in, I'm willing to risk losing a good candidate based on some very, very old-fashioned rules.
I see what you're saying. I just didn't look good at all. I mean, my hair was all over the place. I had on like a torn t-shirt, no makeup on, and my glasses. And that's not normally how I look. So, I didn't want to put that impression.
I'm supporting you, but you're willing to turn him off.
So I should have just let him see me looking as terrible as I feel like I looked the other night?
No, honey. He said, it doesn't matter to me. He wants to get to know you, not you as a model.
Right.
But I support you in not wanting to communicate with somebody who has been drinking because they aren't themselves then anyway.
Exactly.
So how about you make a contract that you will present him with as good a look as you can, but only challenge him about drinking? Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I'm willing to do that.
You know why? Because that's a moral issue.
I see. Okay. Okay, because he did give me
a commercial issue. What?
No, I was going to say he did give me the thumbs up when the next day that I said I do, because I know you say you women get what they want, but get what they want by knowing what they do not want. So I specifically said I do not want to talk to you when you are drunk. It doesn't make me feel comfortable or good.
I will back you up. I'm not willing to have you only talk to a man if you look like a model.
Got that part. Okay. Okay. I guess I just felt self-conscious of not being my best, but I understand where you're coming from.
No, wait. There it is. Is your best doing good or feeling good?
Feeling good.
Then you didn't feel good with him for the drinking, but it had nothing to do with your looks. You were dealing with his feel good.
Right. And physically, I just didn't want that to be the first time that he saw me. He's only seen my pictures online.
I've had women that have turned down dates because they met him in a clothes washing place.
Right.
So you wanted to manipulate him, masculine, by looking good. He wanted to feel good in a scary world, and he drank. Has he asked you for another date?
No, not yet. The most that he did was after I said what I just told you, he started talking about other things, like how's your day going, so on and so forth. And then we just text a few more times, and that was
it. He started knowing you as a friend. A good love affair is bounded and ground in friendship.
Right. I think that for me, I just felt like he may have been turned off if he saw how I was looking the other night with the hair all over the place and the glasses and the no makeup.
Darling,
I thought
he may have been totally, totally happy with the joke or a comment. See, what you're doing, I'm just telling you, you're doing good to help him feel good. He already mismatched himself by feeling good with booze. Both of you sabotaged your date.
Oh. Interesting. Because I was 100% sober, so I definitely could tell. And I drink wine, but I wasn't drinking that night.
So would you kindly, do you know it's him when he's on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to not answer it if you're not pretty enough?
I like that. Okay. Got it. Okay. To be basically
way,
be prepared. Okay. Got it.
You see?
Awesome. So we've got more callers. We're so glad
Thank you.
We want updates.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Okay.
All right. We've got some more calls coming in. Ronan at our switchboard. Amazing, Ronan. He's getting them for us so we can talk to as many people as we can tonight. We hope you're calling in 323-203-0815. And we have an international caller coming on our line right now.
Hello?
You're live with Dr. Alwyn. Where are you calling from tonight?
Hello. I'm calling from near Germany.
Oh, welcome. Show. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for letting me ask my question. I hope my English is good enough and can make myself clear. Well, Dr. Pat Allen, I discovered you only a couple of weeks ago, and I listened to hours and hours of this talk show video.
Thank you so much.
He has books.
I want also. To serve you.
And it really opened my eyes because I was in a lot of situations clueless in the from the past. And well, by reading your information, your books and everything, I think the I think I can say I'm very feminine on the inside. But at certain points or moments, I get really masculine panic, I think, and that's where everything goes wrong or stops or just disappears.
Have you read my book in German, No Man for One Night?
No, I didn't read that one. I wrote, I read in English the Getting to I Do. And most
Getting to I Do is in English, but it's in German. It's called Get No Man for One Night. If you want to read it in German.
Okay, okay.
But you don't have to. So
okay.
What are you asking me tonight?
Well, from the change I went through last week, I decided, last week I decided to write a hi-bye letter.
Oh, have you got a boyfriend?
No, this man is coming on and off in my life for the past two years or so. And,
2 years. Have you made love?
About 1.5 years ago, did. But then I said, I don't want it anymore. I want something serious.
You want something serious. Did you tell him, I don't want to have sex. I want to make love and build a relationship with you. Have you told him that?
Yes, but I didn't do it the right way. And he just said, well, that's not, I don't want that. And I never wanted that, so, something like that. And but he kept on contacting me, but I responded very cool and very I don't know, definitely not in the Pat Allen way.
Do you want to write him a hi-bye letter?
No, I did write him one, but I think
you did, and did he answer you?
No, he didn't, not yet. It's only a week ago.
Oh, you've got 7 more weeks. Do not reach out to him. What?
No, I won't. The not reaching out part, I did very well with this man the past year. And he kept on contacting me. I responded, but in a cold way or a... well, I don't have a lot of time to meet. Maybe in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like that. So, when I read
it,
with the Allen View, when I wrote
what?
The text,
what?
With the new Dr. Pat Allen View, when I read the text back from the past period, I really thought the way I communicated was very masculine, very harsh, not harsh in words, but in the spirit and feeling in it. And he kept on trying in a quite sweet way. So that's why I wrote
so
high vibe. And my question
So you
is,
wrote in high vibe, but he's only had it for a week. So you've got 7 more weeks to wait before, you know, he's made his decision. Did you tell her that you're interested in a relationship?
Yes, I did. But I think the letter was far too long. I wrote it in the text. That's the way we communicated. And it's very long, and he doesn't like long texts. And I started, or I didn't start, let me think, the first is, I just wanted to say something, I don't know what the first, I did it like you said. And then I started the second paragraph, I think, about the good things and the good.
I hear that you did a good high bye letter, but now we have to wait for the time.
Okay, but I started in a masculine way because my first sentence in the second paragraph is I start with saying the day of the first time I met you.
I know that. I hear that you, the first paragraph, you told them what you liked.
Mm-hmm.
The second paragraph, you said you were lonely and wanted to see him sometime.
I didn't say that. The second, I just said what I didn't like. And the third
what
one...
You said you missed him.
I didn't say I missed him. I just...
What did you say?
The negative things in the relationship. And a couple of months ago, he really did his best to get me in a date. And I just said, I want to go on a date with you, but not at home, only somewhere else to go.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to wait the 7 weeks. And if he doesn't reach out to you, we'll write him a where did you go message.
Okay.
But if he does respond to you, please tell him monogamy, continuity, and a long-term relationship. Those are the things you want.
Okay. Okay, I think
if you did anything like a high bye, he got it that you're interested in him. So I want to see what he says back to you after thinking about it. Will you do that?
Yes, I will. I will. I think it's very difficult, but I think I will manage because I did that a couple of times very well, even though it was very hard, but I can do that.
You saying you've given up on him already?
No, I'm very insecure. I think, I screwed this letter up, I did it all wrong, and I don't think he understands that I really want to date him again, and I really want to accept his offer.
I know. We will consider that after 7 weeks have gone by. Remember to answer and be nice to him if he calls you.
Yes, yes. I am
okay.
Not nice to somebody calls, so I really like to thank you for this insight because I didn't know. I really didn't know. I think I have a hell of a man.
I want you to know you sent him something and we have to wait. And when the 7 weeks are done, you can call again,
mm-hmm.
and we will decide what you can write, if you write anything then, okay?
Okay, okay.
But don't reach out to him now.
Okay, I won't.
You've already reached out to him.
Okay, that's clear.
Be the girl.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
In 7 weeks, we'll decide. What?
In 7 weeks. Okay, I will do that. And my question is...
Because I want him to think about you.
Mm-hmm. I think he does.
Okay.
He appears in other media.
But I don't want him to think about you as a mother.
Yes, I understand.
Don't chase him anymore. Wait for him now, and in 7 weeks, if he doesn't respond, call back and I'll give you another form of note.
Okay, okay. And what should I do? I said, not in the high bilateral, but earlier I said absolutely no sex. I don't want to see you at home. I want to see you somewhere else.
I understand what you're saying, except we can't do anything right now. We've got to wait for the 7 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Pardon?
We want to hear 7 weeks.
Seven weeks, and then call me back, and I'll help you write, where did you go?
Okay.
If he calls you, be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, I will.
Good. All right. Thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
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 Okay. Amazing. Getting calls in from Germany. Beautiful.
Yep.
Here we go. We've got some more calls coming in, and we're moving through tonight.
Let's see if we can get them all.
Yeah, let's see if we can. Let's see if we can. So our switchboard's getting us hooked up right now. And let's see. Okay. Taking a second here to get us our next caller on the line. I'll remind everybody to go to www.drpatallen.com. Sign up for our newsletter. You're going to get a letter back. Make sure you answer it. Hi, call you live on the air.
Kelly, do you have your phone on speaker?
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to turn speaker off and see that what it sounds like without speaker?
Sure.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Yes. Yes. I'm not sure who you're speaking to.
Caller, go ahead with your question.
Oh, my question. Oh, yes. Is it okay on speaker or do you want it off?
I'm talking to Kelly. When it's on speaker, sometimes I find it's more muffled.
Okay. I'll wait while you speak with Terry.
Yeah, I'm off speaker, Dr. Allen. Go ahead.
All right. What can I do for you? Hello?
Go ahead, Paula.
I'm not Terry, but this is Gigi.
Go ahead, Gigi. Question.
Okay, my question is...
what's your question?
The question is, I'm unsure as to how to move forward with a present romantic situation. There's a gentleman I've known for about 6 months. He's an opera singer.
That's the perfect period, 3 months, and the imperfect period, you're getting to know him pretty good now.
Well, actually, during the 6 months, we've gone very slowly, and I think the first date occurred on the 19th of this month. And he came to sing for me at my birthday, and that's when...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
What is your question?
The question is, how do I move forward? I think I'm not sure whether he's a masculine or a feminine man. And he says he's very nervous to call me. And he often asks me to call him, but I'm not entirely comfortable with calling him. And I'm not sure what to do.
Did you tell him that? Did you say, I'm not comfortable calling a man I'm not in a relationship with?
Right. No, I haven't said that, but that would be a wise move, probably. And it also, I think he might have, in a minor way, perhaps betrayed me already, because I'd said something to him in confidence, and he went to a friend of mine, and it appears that he's repeated it. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I should... okay, what?
do you want to expand the relationship friendship?
Yes, I do. I think he seems to be a worthwhile person that I'd like to get to know better. And I'm comfortable moving very slowly.
Are you willing to show him this imperfection using one of the tools?
Yes. I don't know how to go about that. When I mentioned it to him yesterday, he sort of sidestepped it, so I let it go. But yes, I'd like to know what to say to him if I do decide to go out on a date with him alone.
What will you have to decide to go on a date with him? Has he already failed you?
It's a question mark, but it's not definitely failed. I think he was backed into a corner, and I think anybody who's backed into a corner might have wriggled a bit like he did. So I'd rather give him the benefit of the doubt and find out what really happened and be willing to go out.
Then you will make an appointment. You'll say, thank you for calling and asking me to go out. Have you got a date set up with him?
No, right now he's working on a piece of music that has a deadline, and he'll be doing it for the next week or two, and then he said he would be calling.
Okay, so we've got a couple of weeks to wait, and you, when he calls you for the date, are you willing to say, I have something to say to you that's sensitive? Are you willing to hear it? What would you say?
Okay, I don't know. Should I do that over the phone, or should we go out and be in person
No, do that on the phone, because he may not want to be on a date and you pretending you like him when you don't.
Okay,
he's
I have something
to say. He may never call you. He has not been told. You haven't been negative with him yet, right?
No. I was doubtful. I tried to get the truth out of him on the phone last night, but he said he was really busy and had to be focused. And I understood that he's working late in the church on the piano.
What truth were you trying to get out of him? You had the truth to tell him, and this is what it would have sounded like.
Yes, let's call him Bob for now.
Bob, okay. Bob, before I accept your invitation, which I appreciate, I want to share something with you that was painful for me, and I want to know if it's convenient for you to hear it now. What would he say?
I think he might say yes.
All right, and then you would say, I gave you a piece of confidential information, and it came back to me through a friend.
Yes. When I said that to him he said, I don't talk to John. I don't talk to him. I don't know what this is about. So
could it be a misunderstanding somewhere?
It is possible, and it's possible. Yes, it could. It's the tricky area. Yes. Yes, there was
Why don't you check with the person that had the confidence given to them? Is it a man, a woman? What is it?
It's a man, actually. Yes, he was. He owned the place where Bob was performing.
Okay.
And
Are
he
you
started
interested
to act
in him romantically.
No, I'm certainly not interested in him romantically, but
Would you consider going to him and saying, something came back to a friend of mine confidentially, and I want to know if you were part of that.
I would be uncomfortable at this point approaching him.
Because?
Because on the day of the when he came to sing, it was during the pandemic. It was on the 19th of April, and it was a difficult time to have a birthday and a gathering. And the person, I'm going to call him John, who owns the event center, was so acting out of character.
Would you be willing to not do it to either person and give your man another chance at a date?
I do think that would be the best approach.
But that would mean that you don't give him any confidential information until you feel safer with him.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you willing to do that?
I think so. A part of me would prefer to dig it up and get the truth first over the phone, but I do intuitively feel that it might be better to drop it for the moment, because if he is untrustworthy, he will show me that fairly quickly. I'll be able to see it, I'm sure.
That's right. So we're going to give him a pass, like Monopoly, okay?
Yes.
Because we've got the price for confronting people is too high. And I want to see what you do with a man who's not perfect.
Right. Thank you. I think that resolves that very wonderfully. I'm very grateful. Thank you. Now, in terms of the calling thing, even though he has said that he's very nervous calling me, and when I do call, he picks up the phone, and he's usually very nice if he's not terribly busy working, and he's still pleasant.
Do you want to be the masculine energy?
No, I do not. And I don't think he's, even though he's an artist, I just think he's a generous, giving man.
Well,
so no.
Artists have a tendency to be very sensitive and feminine, so he may be too feminine for you, but let's give him a chance to pursue you. How long has it been since you've seen him?
I saw him on the 19th. So for the last 6 months, we've seen each other in company. And on the 19th, it was the first time there was some innocent romance at the bottom of the hill, above the neck. So that's, 6 months of friendship.
I don't believe that's 8 weeks.
No, it was the 19th of April. It's just about 10 days ago.
I know that. So why don't we wait till he reaches out to you? Or do you want to reach out to him knowing that you're doing what a man normally does? Do you Then wait the 8 weeks for him to reach out to you.
Yes. I'm willing to do that at this point, especially under the last circumstances.
Under the last situation, I agree. Therefore, we have a plan. You're welcome.
We do.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Carter.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right.
You know,
more calls.
Kelly, does that interfere with your phone work if you don't have it on speaker?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. We've got more calls coming in. Very exciting tonight. We've got several international callers so far. So Ronan at the switchboard is going to get us another caller. Very exciting.
Okay.
Want to tell everybody again, our number, 323 203-0815. And if you are...
Hello.
All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Pat, I've heard you talk about using the word should. I've heard you talk about using the word should when somebody's suggesting something or saying, we should do this, we should do that. And I'm having trouble. I'm feeling when my boyfriend says, oh, we should do this or we should do that, I feel like I have a physical... emotional response to it, and I don't know how to explain to him that
Are
I feel
you
like
wanting to be respected by him or cherished first?
No.
Which
cherished.
Do you want?
I want
if
cherished.
If you want to be cherished, you have to respect his leadership.
Yep.
I asked you to ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, and what you can do to help you and he do better.
Right.
Was he raised?
I guess I'm just feeling like...
What?
I guess I'm was feeling like when he said should... I'm sorry, cut you off.
do you want to respect him so that you can, in effect, tell him? How long have you dated him?
2 months.
2 months. You haven't done the first 3 months. Has it been going? Has he led you? Has he been a decisive person?
No, he's been deferring to me a lot, and I've shared your book with him. It's a man's world and a woman's universe, and he's discovered a lot about himself, and we're embracing our roles with him as a leader and me being receptive and responsive to that. So I feel like we're into our...
He liked the idea of prioritization, that he wants to be respected and he likes my work because... I want to help him.
He loves your
but
work.
But it sounds like you want to be respected as well, especially with language.
I'm not sure why I feel like the should word implies guilt or something other than could, which feels like an option versus
no,
should.
Could is
no.
Could.
Wishy-washy.
Could means, are you physically able to do it my way, which is mothering.
Right. Okay, so should is just a strong recommendation.
Is your mother masculine or feminine? Does she want
my father raised me to be a boy.
What?
My father raised me to be a boy. So that's
all right. Well, I am positive... Is your father masculine? Does he teach you how to be?
He did. He's not alive anymore, but he did, yeah.
Well, he had a right to, but do you want to be a do-good boy?
No.
Then you will accept that your maybe boyfriend, are you aiming towards marriage one day?
Maybe not. We're not sure if we want to get married, but we're definitely in for the long-term mating.
Okay, but you want a mate. Which is fine. I have no problem with that. But you still have to choose, do I want to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first, respected second?
I want to be cherished first, and he wants to be respected first. We've talked about this.
Well, then, please, always ask him what his ideas are, what his suggestions are.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what he thinks.
Go after his shoulds. Go after his shoulds. If you don't like one, tell him. You have a right to tell me that.
When you say go after his should, would you just said go after his should, did you?
Find out what his should is. See, I'm telling you, if you want if you want to be cherished, you have to respect him.
Yes.
Even gay men, yep. One of them has to be cherished and the other respected, or they're going to collide.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he uses the should word. He's suggesting something. He's proposing something, and I'm grateful for that.
That's exactly the, oh, Lord, you got it.
I'm just
it.
Getting hung up on a word. Okay.
No, honey, beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Mm. Beware of your words. Yeah. They become habits. Beware of your habits. They become your character. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single loving relationship. So your father shoulded you, and you are very sensitive to it. But the truth of the matter is, masculine people like shoulds.
Okay.
Feminine people.
Right.
What? Well, that's
great.
They want respect.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Cherishable women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Respectable men get what they want by knowing what they want and asking for it. So he shoulds on you, and it's because he wants to lead you.
Great.
So
I have another question. Can I ask?
Yeah.
I'd be grateful. Yeah. Okay. So there's been a couple of situations where we had a situation the other night where he told me about a problem and I overfunctioned and mothered him and took it on as my own and tried to solve it. And I caught myself and I said, I did a clean up afterwards. I said, I want to talk to you about something sensitive, and I realized something that I did, and I explained what I did, and I said, from now on, when you have a problem or there's a situation, I'm going to ask you if you, you know, I'm going to expect that you just, I'm going to assume you want me to listen unless you ask me for advice, unless you ask me, you know, unless you let me know that you want my input or ideas, because I jumped in. And I don't want to do that.
Well, you just told him to be respectable, and that's shoulds and wants.
Yeah. If that happens again, and if he, you know, solves my problem or I solve his problem, how do we interrupt the conversation and say, "Oops, we did that." You know, leaping in and solving. We need to make it clear if I need to make it clear if I just want him to listen to me. Yeah, right. Okay.
Have you seen that
time out
tool where you make the time out?
Yes. Great. Okay.
Give him
the time out.
A physical symbol so that he can see it in hands in front of your face. And he'll say, What are you doing? And you'll say, I'm signaling you with my hands that I'm upset about something you said or something you did. Are you willing to hear it? And when would it be convenient?
Yep.
That's respectful. Okay?
Yep. Lovely. Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, so we've got some more calls coming in. And I want to remind everybody, for merchandise by Dr. Pat Allen, you need to go to the Want Eye Store, wanteyestore.com. You'll find everything there that you could possibly be looking for. Over 50 Dating, her new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Oh, my goodness.
Men are in charge of things and women are in charge of oxygen.
Exactly. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Hi, Dr. Pat and Kelly. How are you?
Hi.
I have two short questions, but I'll start with the one I really want answered.
Okay.
So I do this weird thing, and it has to do with social media. I have two men. Okay, one that's been dating me and one that I went out on a date, and I'm kind of trying to get over him. But I do the same thing with both. I don't look at their stories. I think like when I do that, that I'm chasing them. But
you mean when you look at their stories in their profiles?
Well, not so much their profile, but yes, in their story. Like now that I like them.
You mean when they tell it? How are you getting it? Are you reading it? Is he emailing it?
No, so on Instagram, you can click on a person, like they can show you what they've been doing during the day. But when you click to look at it, they can see that you've been looking at their story. So basically,
I fully understand that, but that's the way mm-hmm. you get to know somebody. Do you mm-hmm. want to get to know him?
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's not chasing him.
It's not. Oh,
that's deciding. Remember, women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. If you see in there he's been married 5 times and has 10 children, mm-hmm. you might mm-hmm. not be interested.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And so, okay.
I want you to look at it with, she's looking at my story. That's of interest.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. And then I have another quick question. Is that okay?
What's that? Yeah.
Okay. So the other one is about two comments now that the same guy that I'm trying to separate myself from him because he's about to move, but he keeps contacting me over and over. Now, when he does this last couple times, like the first time he said something like, you probably have a boyfriend now. And then the second time he was flirting with me. And then I like it because I feel like he's showing me affection. So I still like that he texted me. So I appreciate that he shows me attention. But this
what
last
did
time,
you not like?
Well, I don't understand why he, this last time I was flirting with him and he's like, yeah, but you probably won't do it because your boyfriend will get mad. I don't have a boyfriend and I just kind of ignored that. And then
I got news to you. Men mm-hmm. interview women with questions like that.
Oh.
That's how they get information.
Mm-hmm. Because then later that night, it had been a long time since he had messaged me through my actual phone number, not just through social media. And he just sent me a little game and then I played the game with him and just went along with it. And I thought, well, maybe he's trying to figure out if I'm like the type of girl that would still talk to a man if she had a boyfriend or flirt with a man.
I've got news for you. Mm-hmm. You can tell him the truth. Do you have another boyfriend? Is there some... He's trying to find out how many men you're dating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, I don't have a boyfriend. He knows that I'm trying... He knows that I'm looking for a boyfriend. And he knows everything because he's asked me before.
Okay. All mm-hmm. I hear is he's flagging you that he's interested in you and he wants to know if you have a boyfriend.
Oh. Well, I was thinking
that... Have you ever heard the phrase bed check? They call it 9 o'clock.
I've heard you say it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's to see if you're with somebody in bed.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, well, what I was thinking was I should, next time I would say something like, you know what, I don't have a boyfriend, but if I did... Or should I just say I don't have a boyfriend? Or
Why don't you just answer the question courteously, respectfully?
Mm-hmm.
He's
okay.
trying to interview you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To see if you're applying for a relationship. Just tell the truth. If okay. you're engaged to somebody or you're married to somebody, tell the truth.
Of course. Yeah, I would do that. He knows, well, I guess he doesn't know if I have a boyfriend then, but he knows I like him. And he already said, he's like, you know, when I said, oh, you can do, and he asked me for intercourse, and I said, well, you already know the deal. I will only do that if we're in a committed relationship. And he said, yeah, he goes, but I'm, he goes, I, why should I lie? He goes, I'm trying to leave, you know, New Mexico. And I'm like, okay. I said, that's fine. I'm just answering your question. And
very good.
So I guess I'm just confused about
why, what?
Just why suddenly he's like, oh, your boyfriend this and that.
I have
but okay, that's fine.
Men interview obliquely. In other words, you can tell your boyfriend you went out with me or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's simply a way to get a response for the question, which is, do you have a boyfriend?
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. That's fine. I don't think I... Okay, that's fine. All right. Thank
so
you so much, Dr.
Pat. If you're interested in him, tell the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Okay.
Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do that as a way to find out if you have a boyfriend. Oh, well, you know, your boyfriend might not like that. I don't
That's
have a
right.
boyfriend.
That's
or, yeah,
exactly
you're right.
Right.
Yeah, well, you're right. My boyfriend wouldn't like that.
It's
so, yeah,
common.
I think it feels like a way for them not to be rejected. If they were to ask you to do something, so they, you know, they try to play it off with like humor, you know, like a challenge.
Right.
Hey, we've got some more calls coming.
I can hear
we
you
are
better.
Burning up the airwaves.
What?
Here we go. I said we are burning up the airwaves tonight, Dr. Allen.
Okay, let's go to the end.
We are.
Hello.
Let's see. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I was just on. I was just on. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you were just on. We've already done
yes.
you.
Okay. Yes, you did me. It was very good, successful.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good
you, caller.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Got a little confusion back there, but we got this under control.
Good.
And I believe he is hooking us up with another caller right now. Just
Hello.
Asking him. Yep, just asking him what's going on. What's shaking? So, what other products do we have at One Eye Store, Dr. Allen? Conversational Rape?
Hi, this is Andrew with Integra Enclosure.
Okay. So, callers, if you've called in and you want to talk to us, we want to definitely talk to you. So, look for that weird number that's coming into your phone. It's probably us calling you back if you were in the queue. Until then, I'll repeat our number, 323-203-0815. All right. So, Ronan's working hard back there at the switchboard. And he's looking to get his calls. Until then, I'm going to ask one of our Facebook questions.
Okay.
Here is, this is a whopper. Dr. Allen, during this quarantine, I was invited to go and quarantine with a gentleman who was dating me for 3 months before this whole thing started. He invited me to come and quarantine at his home, but I felt uncomfortable with that for multiple reasons, the first being COVID. The second being we hadn't really hammered out the complete relationship under the terms of continuity, longevity, and
monogamy.
So, yeah, and so I refused in a way saying those things. I did the stroke, and then I said I appreciated, and then I did the stand and said, I don't feel that it's the right thing to do, health-wise or relationship-wise.
To go into quarantine with him.
Yeah. She said, now he's sort of blowing me off. Very short messages, kind of terse.
Well, she
did I do something wrong? Right.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong. You did something self-preserving. You weren't comfortable playing house with him in quarantine.
Yeah, and she's actually answering us right now. She says, exactly. So quarantine now has turned into something when we originally started this thing that's going on, it was thought to be 2 weeks. But as we're seeing, it's now going in to weeks and weeks and months. So,
but it's going how, to the same how, place called playing house.
Right. She says, so I'm thinking about it now, and I feel I made the right decision. On the other hand, though, I truly like this man, and I feel sad that it's kind of put a... I'm trying to understand what she's saying.
No,
trying to put a box.
There's one little thing you can ask for. I don't want to be a live-in girlfriend. Therefore, would you be willing to put a promise ring or an engagement ring on my finger so that the neighbors, my family, and he know that we have more than a quarantine?
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, she's so excited, Dr. Allen. She's saying, Dr. Allen, you're a genius. I didn't know if I could ask for that because we'd only been seeing each other for a couple of months. But if he wanted me to quarantine, I so see your point. The promise ring would have made it so different.
That's right.
And that is so cool.
It would have been okay for both of you. In other words, when men marry, they assume responsibility, particularly if they are the breadwinner in a covenant relationship, and the woman assumes and gives up a lot of independence in order to be a homemaker.
You see,
whether it's making or marriage. Both marriage and making, in my books, you've got to negotiate monogamy, sexually and socially. You've got to negotiate compatibility. That's locations, where we're going to live. You know, how are we going to do this? And the last thing is longevity. Are we going to stay together until we don't want to? Or are we getting married? What is this? Where is this going?
Hello?
Oh, hello. One moment, caller. That's amazing, doctor. We have a little caller live. Caller, do you have a question?
I do. I am in the most interesting relationship I've ever been in.
Wow.
And I'm struggling to kind of approach him on his level and understand his thinking on a lot of things.
I'd be more than honored to share what I know about men.
I would love that. You were recommended to me by one of his closest friends and someone I respect very much. So I'm excited for this opportunity.
That sounds good. So what is it you want me to analyze?
Oh, gosh. It's a very much complicated story, and there are a lot of things I've gone wrong and then gone right again and then gone wrong again, and it's just kind of an up and down.
What's your major question?
I'm just going to come forth with the latest one. For example, last night, he is aware that I'm friends with many of my exes, and I've continued relationships with my exes, and it's always been fine. Yes. He is not like that.
Exes. I know that, dear.
But it's never been a problem until this particular one. And so I'm just a little confused about why it suddenly became a problem when before I've been totally open and made him aware of like my previous relationships and how I continue to stay friendly with a lot of them. But last night I told him about one of my old friends who like I almost dated and then he moved to Utah. And he's recently, things didn't really end.
You made love with that man?
Yes.
Okay. You do understand. There's a wonderful book out there called Dangerous Passions. And that book by David Buss, B-U-S-S, is a book about the power and the goodness of jealousy. Men are extremely territorial about their sex partners if they're in love with them. They are not territorial with girls who are willing to be in harems and be lovers. Men.
Well, that's another thing. One key part of our relationship is that, I mean, I'm aggressively bisexual and I wouldn't mind adding another woman to the deal. And that was something that we pursued for a little bit, but it didn't work. And then our relationship got complicated. And I told him that I wanted to slow down. I wanted to fix our relationship and only bring another person in if we were in a good place.
But ladies do not have penises that penetrate bodies and make babies. I'm afraid you may be bisexual, but he isn't. Is he?
No, he's not bisexual, but we're talking about two women, not another man.
We're not talking. You're talking. Okay, so I've got to screw up my head.
We're talking about adding another woman to the relationship. So it'd be him and me and another woman.
That's fine. I was under the impression, because I didn't ask you if your partner was a man or a woman. That was my neglect.
Ah.
So now that I know... Are you the respected or the cherished girl? Which one are you?
Well, that's another thing. He is like verbally and outwardly sexist, so I'm not respected, but I do feel that he cherishes me.
You're saying he, but you're talking about a female woman.
No, I'm talking about my current partner. The other female woman, that was a thing, an idea that we had. And we tried, and it failed, and our relationship got complicated, and we both decided that it would be better to work on our current relationship than trying to bring someone else into something that's fucked up.
Okay, so are you working on a homosexual relationship now, or a heterosexual?
No, it is a heterosexual relationship between me and my partner, this man that I'm speaking about.
Okay, and is he... the respected one or the cherished one in the waltz of relating?
I'd say he's the respected one. I give him pretty much all the control in the relationship.
Except that, do you understand? And he knows that you can love women.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no secrets between you.
Absolutely not. That's my biggest thing. But I feel like he punishes me for being open and telling the truth as well. So
is the male of the species is far more territorial. That book that I mentioned, Dangerous Passion, David Buss.
Dangerous Passions, I will write that down.
You've read it or not?
I haven't. I'm going to write it down, so I will later.
Okay. Anyway, what it extols is the virtue of jealousy, is that jealousy indicates territoriality. And men, particularly, since they are the progenitors of the species, we receive their sperm and we give them back a baby or two or three or whatever we're doing. So I want you to understand that for a man who's in love with you, the thought of another man putting his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina is more than he can do. If he were not in love with you, he could share you with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be in a building relationship in which you make love, not sex?
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you made love with this man?
Yes.
And you can tell the difference between love, making love, and having sex?
Yes, because we have done both.
Okay. So would you be so kind as to honor his masculine gene pool and not scare him with humans with penises? He probably wouldn't mind you having a woman or two.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very normal, not wanting you to let a strange penis in your orifices. Are you willing to respect that genetic issue?
Yes, but there are also certain things, like his progeny isn't under threat. We're not planning on having children ever in our partnership.
Wait a minute.
As long term as it gets.
I'm talking about him with you around men, especially ones that he knows have been in your body.
Yes, but also he's never had an issue with other male exes of mine.
Well, the other ones weren't in love with you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my ex-husband was.
Then why is he your ex-husband?
Because I left because he wanted to settle down and have babies. And when I told him I wasn't ready, he told me that we were doing it anyway.
Well, guess what? He was too masculine for you. You're masculine enough. Why don't you get a very feminine man?
Oh, that's a good question, because I haven't found one I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to both heavily masculine energy and deeply feminine energy.
But
and I don't really find that in masculine women or feminine men.
I'm sorry, dear. You're too masculine for a masculine man. They cannot share the woman they love with another man sexually.
Nobody's asking him to share me with another man sexually.
What?
Nobody's asking him to share me with another man sexually.
Honey, he knows you already had that man sexually. He's seen pictures of that man's penis in your anus, in your vagina, in your mouth. He can't live with your history.
But if that's the case, why is it only this particular instance and not
because
any of my other masculine exes?
He's in love with you. He is in love with you. He wants to be building a relationship with you. I can hear it. I deal with this all the time. When a man's in love with you, he can't share you. We can share them with other women way better than they can share us with an ex-boyfriend. I'm just telling you the truth as I know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Yeah, I just still don't quite understand why that doesn't apply to anybody else but this one.
Because he's in love with you.
I get that he's in love with me and he's picturing this dude's, you know, penis going inside my anus and vagina and mouth and all that, but why wouldn't that apply to my other masculine exes?
I'm just telling you, if you don't mind losing him, keep on torturing him with the fantasies from your past. if you want to keep him because you think you can build a relationship of love, make love, and not just a sex partnership, not just sex. Sex is an animal event. Making love is a human event. Paraplegics can make love because the touch of love is so unique. Is that not true?
Yes.
Are you in love with this man?
Absolutely.
Then would you please promise him not to have sex with anybody that you have
I
known?
I already have, and it hasn't helped.
You're already in his house.
What happened was that I just asked him how he would feel.
And what did
if
he say?
I saw this dude when he was in town, grabbed a drink, caught up. And at first he said, I don't care. I don't care what you do, which he has always said to me. So I took that for the truth. But then he like sat there in silence and stewed. And then he said, I hope you fuck him. And I was like, what? I already like made it completely clear that like I had gone through the trial of making sure that my ex, the one I was meeting up with, was only interested in meeting his friends and catching up and not interested in anything horny.
I fully understand.
And I already
that.
Made that clear to him, he, too.
He cannot handle the picture of you with him, the other men. He can't handle it. So do what you've got to do, but all I'm asking you is please keep those men out of his face because his face impresses your man with intimacy.
That makes sense. I was just taken aback by it because it had never happened before.
You've not been in love with the man that's been this much in love with you. Yes or no?
I mean, well, my ex-husband got jealous all the time, and I've definitely been with jealous men.
I've got news for you. Your husband was in love with you.
No, that's great news. But I'm talking about, like, with this man in particular, he has not had issue with me talking about or being friends with my previous male exes, and so I was taken aback when he took issue with this particular incident.
I've got news for you. I'm not even tiny surprised. He's in love with you and trying to fake it, and it's not working.
Got
so
it.
Why don't you give up your friendships with men that you were having sex with but not making love?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the man that we're talking about was, we had never gotten past the sex stage. We had hooked up a few times, almost dated, and then things got weird and he moved to Utah.
I know. I know this. I'm just giving you information. I work a great mm-hmm. deal in bisexual relationships and have no
judgment. Good news.
Other than helping people love one another. But mm-hmm. loving one another and being in love are two different projects. Your man is in love with you and horrified with the images of you being made love to by another man, even when you're not in love with that man, and that man isn't even in love with you. But your man is afraid of losing you.
I don't think he would ever admit that.
Pardon?
In fact, he treats me as disposable quite frequently.
I didn't hear that sentence.
I said, I don't think he would ever admit that. He treats me as disposable quite frequently. But he has also been with, close to 300 women. And this is the longest relationship he's ever had. And we haven't even been together a year.
You're the first woman that he's been in love with, other than maybe his mother. I'm just telling you the truth. use it or don't use it, but I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I believe it.
Okay.
You wouldn't have been recommended to me if you didn't.
Good. Excellent. Then call again.
I will. Thank you so much. Good. I appreciate it, Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Dr. Allen, we have another Facebook question. This is from a man. This man says, I have been in a relationship with a woman for 1 year and 17 days. On day 17, I asked her to marry me. We had already done the whole talk about where, when, why, how, what,
right.
He says, and then after everything was lined up, our wedding was lined up and everything, she lays this on me. We had discussed where we were going to live. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to change that. I own a ranch, a farm, really, and that is where I expected us to make our home, to have babies and raise our children and continue with my ranch business. She's just told me that she has changed her mind about where we will live and she wants to live in the city. I am not a city man. I am a country man and I own a ranch and a farm. That is my livelihood and I make a good living at it. I love this woman, but how can I give up my livelihood, which is as much a part of me and who I am? I thought that was the man she fell in love with. I don't want to lose this woman. Why did she change her mind like this? I feel like she hooked me. He says, I feel like she hooked
her mind. The feminine side of her wanted to be with you, sir. But the masculine wanted you to be her wife. Wife.
Wow. Okay.
We are all masculine and we are all feminine. She kept
his answer.
Shut. You did not negotiate. In chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do, please, people, read the book. And then if you want, read the last book. It's a man's world and a woman's universe, which has the tools in it. I want you to understand she kept her mouth shut until you were in love with her. And then she told you what the price tag was. It was she wants to be respected. She wants to be your husband and you be her wife.
Okay, he is sending us a message, and the message is, so she baited and switched me. This was the old bait and switch, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to terminate. I don't see another choice, Dr. Allen. Do you?
The choice is, tell her she has every right to change her mind, but you were looking more for her heart to love. And it's perfectly fine that she is not in love with you, but you enjoyed the year you had, and you'll do just fine. In the future, sir, I want you to make sure before you put your penis in her mouth, her anus, or her vagina, that you ask her if she wants you to respect her as a leader of the family or to cherish, she wants you to cherish her for following you. You have a man's body, but you have a woman's soul, the anima, book by Carl Jung's wife, Anima Animus. A man, a woman has a feminine body, but a masculine soul called the animus. There are four people in every relationship, and they've got to negotiate the deal. Are you the respected one or the cherished one first? Or are you the cherished one and the respected one second? What you're coming up against is totally normal for a man that is with an alpha woman. Alpha people are both equally male and equally female. And if you interview them correctly and negotiate, chapter 14 of Getting to I Do, time, space, money, and play, they will show you if they want to be respected and cherished. And here's the deal, that every relationship is a dance. Discoing is two equal people. That's a big deal today. Equal. Codependent. Mm-hmm. And covenant. That's why one person is a breadwinner, which is what you portrayed yourself as. I'll bring you the ranches and the farms and the money, and you bring me love and babies and life. Well, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. She wants to live in New York, and that's not where they do that's not where they do feminine very well.
No, definitely not.
Yep. They're having a bit of a problem with it right now. So, sir, you had a good year, but tell her that you want respect and she's not compatible and you wish her well.
He says, I'm going to do that, Dr. Allen. Thank you. That's what I was thinking, but I really enjoyed your spin on it. You're the best. We say the whole time, Dr. Allen is the best. Okay, we have a question about... Yes, you are. We have a question about a work-related issue. Okay, this person says, I'm one of four members of a team at work. One of the members is like a bulldozer, and one of the members is uber passive. And the other member appears to be clueless and then has a tendency to switch stories when we're all supposed to be on the same page. How would I talk to the team as a group and gently point out that we're supposed to be working as a team, not working against each other to solve the problem? It's especially difficult because we're telecommuting during this COVID-19 lockdown.
Then I strongly recommend that you negotiate time, space, money, and play, because those are the issues that human beings have to negotiate to live together, build families together, work together. I recommend that you read the book, Getting to Know Me, Please Understand Me, number 2 by David Kiersey. It's all about different temperaments, and it even shows you that when you're with a masculine person, they have to have feminine people, and when you have a feminine person, they have to have masculine, and you have to have tools for changing roles, which is Pat Allen. But the book that explains it is Please Understand Me, number 2. The number 1 book is Please Understand Me by Marilyn Bates and David Kiersey. But she died, and he wrote the book Please Understand Me, number 2, alone. And it speaks to this issue perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
So
it even has a diagram at the end of the book that shows how thinking people have to negotiate with feeling people and vice versa.
That's perfect. And yeah, you can get that on Amazon.com.
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
And I do temperament tests on the phone. We send you a temperament test, and it comes back, and we tell you one of the 16 types. There are 16 temperament types that you have to know in order to set up a business, organization, or a family. You've got to know who are the men and who are the women who want respect and who want to be cherished.
Okay, this Facebook person is asking, would it benefit the group to have some sort of a group session, perhaps with somebody like you, Dr. Allen?
Yes, I do that. Not regularly, since we're all in the house. That is doing it. It's basically, it's a test. And it's in the book, so you get the whole picture. Please read Please Understand Me, number 2, by David Kiersey.
Okay. So then, yeah, if they wanted to reach out after they read the book, or if they could get the whole group to agree to it, they could reach out via email to book that at via email info@drpatallen.com.
And we can do it on the phone.
Yes, exactly. So, so definitely Dr. Allen does all kinds of appointments, including your script, and she'll do dreams with you. She'll go over the tools. She even does couples counseling, all via the telephone.
Totally.
Yeah, self-esteem, just anything you need to talk about. Yeah. So info@drpatallen.com is an email to reach out for that. So yeah, that's really actually a pretty good idea, Dr. Allen. If you have a group of people and they all would agree to it, then they would be able to talk to somebody. I know it's kind of a struggle right now. And even at my office, we're having a hard time and there's so much going on. We're having to get the judge on the phone and the prosecutor and the defense attorney. And it's really, it can be quite chaotic. So that little bit of chaos of the unknown right now that's going on is something I think that people are really feeling right now. Okay. Oh, good. We have another one. She says, been married 7 years. We have 2 children. I would like one more baby. He is saying he thinks 2 is enough. I should get a dog instead. I don't want a dog. I want a baby. How can I? What tool would I use? How could I form it that I could talk to him about another baby without him diminishing what I'm asking by telling me to get a dog?
Well, the truth of the matter is, as long as he's legally married to you, he's automatically the father, and that makes him responsible financially. So if she is serious, she's got to go through a divorce, have enough money to get a donation from a sperm bank and enough money to raise a kid on her own.
Wow. And she is saying, I don't want to divorce my husband. I love him. So the bottom line is that if he doesn't want another child, I stick with my 2 and I get a dog.
You know what? Maybe you want 2 dogs. You can have a dog and you can have a dog.
Right. They got 2 kids. Maybe 2 dogs is the answer. She said, I just always wanted 3 kids. We had discussed it when we were first married, but it appears he changed his mind.
I'll give her some information. Most women have done 7 years of widowhood. So you could freeze your eggs because you need the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Freeze the eggs if you've got the money and wait for your husband to die.
Oh. Okay.
Are you there? Kelly?
She says,
hello?
I was having...
You
hi.
What?
She said, I was just hoping there was some way that I could have a discussion with him where he might reconsider, but I won't break my marriage for that. I'll listen to you. I'll keep my yin mouth shut. I have my two kids. I get a dang dog. She says, thank you,
how
Dr. Allen.
Can you ask her how old she and her husband is?
Yes, I'll ask her right now. Okay. She says she's 38. He's 39. So they're right, just in the same age.
So they're very appropriate in their age bracket. So why doesn't she get some eggs frozen for later? Because one never knows.
Right. One never knows. One never does.
Yep.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so here we go. We have another one here.
Here
and she says, my husband's mother is an absolute shrew. I can do nothing right. When she comes to visit...
What she is a masculine woman. Woman.
Oh, yeah. She says, when she comes to visit, which is twice a year, but it's an extended period of visiting, like 3 weeks... She says, I absolutely want to put my head in a meat grinder and grind my own head off just to get away from her. I would chew my own arm off. She's that horrible. She has nothing kind to say. And apparently I'm such a horrible bad wife that my husband should leave me immediately. How do I deal with this woman? My husband says to ignore her, that he doesn't take what she says about me into account. However, he won't defend me either.
Nope, he's not going to choose between women. Mothers and wives have to duke it out. So it sounds like he's got his place nailed down. He is an accommodating son and husband.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to cause trouble for your marriage by being a husband to your husband, but I advise you not to do it. You see?
Yeah, we can see. I definitely can see that.
All I can say is you'll probably outlive her, so you'll enjoy it more when you earn it. In my book, I Ching, by Brian Brown Walker, the 53rd hexagram is, those who persevere make continuous progress. How's that?
Oh, that is amazing. All right,
yes,
we have another.
This case.
It is. We have another fan out there who says, Dr. Allen, I dumped my boyfriend of 1 year, 2 months ago because of her 12-year-old daughter. It was causing tension in our relationship. It was very kind, caring, and cherishing, and now I struggle with tremendous amounts of guilt, and I don't know what to do.
Did you just read that somebody molested a 12-year-old?
No, the 12-year-old was causing problems in the relationship and tension. So, that's kind of that age, right? That 12-year-old, 13-year-old going in.
Please go get the book by Dan Siegel, S-E-I-G-E-L, called Brainstorms. Do you know that God and nature create kids from 13 to 18 to not make enough dopamine to get high? So they have to create wild events like rave parties and motorcycles and wild drunks that kids in their teens are not feeling happy. And they create all kinds of happy things unless parents walk with them and read the book, for God's sake, because teenagers can't help being teenagers. It's the way they're built. Read Brain Storms. He also
I'm not getting a response on she's not messaging me back, but I wonder what she means by what can she do. If she broke up with him, would you suggest a high bye letter? Because I get the sense that she...
Is she wanting to write the high bye letter to her husband?
I think she's wanting to write the high... Oh, the child hated her. We got it. She sent me another message. So the child hated her. But that's not that unusual in a relationship with a, you know, when people are trying to build a mixed family, right, Dr. Allen?
That book will explain why teenagers are teenagers.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. So let's go with if she was going to write a high bye letter in this situation. How would you do it?
Or for the daughter?
For the man that she wanted, that she broke up with. She broke up with him 2 months ago because the little girl hated her. It was too much for their relationship. But I think maybe she has some regret about that.
Good. So if she wants to write a letter that builds a bridge with her husband, the first paragraph is everything you did like about him, especially with regard to your daughter. The second paragraph is the pain of the incompatibility of your daughter claiming you as her property and wanting her to get rid of him. The third paragraph is what you don't want. I don't want to lose him. You are going to graduate and go off to school or do something, but I want my man. And that's the fourth paragraph. I want my man. And thank you for being willing to negotiate boundaries for the three of us so that we can build together for the time we have.
Okay. Pardon me. So the caller is saying, or our connection is saying, he does not want to speak to her anymore and he is in pain. But maybe the letter is the best way to do that. Like you said, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
Because it's easy to not talk to somebody on the phone or not answer a text message. But it's almost impossible to get a letter and not open it and read it. I would have a very difficult time not opening it and not reading it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell her she can call me and read the letter to me before she gives it to him.
All right, she is actually listening to us live right now, so that's cool. She heard you, and definitely, I think it's a great idea to do that. I mean, and here's the thing, we've talked about this before. I feel really strongly about it. When you have had some sort of a trauma like that in your life, even if you don't intend to give them the letter, even if the letter just gets burnt into a pile.
Just to get it off your chest, yes.
Yeah, just the very writing of it is so therapeutic that,
yes, it is.
You know, and I'll tell you, under your advice, I've written several of them. And, you know, I actually do this thing where I will go out on the barbecue with the letter I've written, and I will ritualistically burn it. And as the smoke rises up to the sky, I say, there it is. All those feelings that I had, I put them down on paper, and now I'm burning them, and I'm just sending them to heaven. Let somebody else handle them. I'm going to let this go. It's been amazing, Dr. Allen. And every time I do it, I think, oh, God, I thank Pat for this. It's a great therapy. It's a really great therapy.
Good.
So, yeah, I would highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And then I think we have time for maybe one more of our fine, fine people out here. Let me take a peek here and see what we've got going on. All right. So.
Did shutting off the speaker do any harm?
No.
But it somehow allows me to hear you clearer. And the person on the phone.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's easy for me. It's not a problem. So we have another question here.
All right. Let's handle as much as we can.
She says, long-time listener, long-time follower, Dr. Allen, and I've been using your tools. However, after 22 years of marriage, my husband, of course, is going into andropause. And I, of course, am menopausal.
I don't feel 42 and goes on to 50, 55. Menopause is called andropause.
She's saying she is 66, he's 69.
All right, so they're way into menopause and andropause. He's now more feminine than she, and she is more masculine than he, chemically.
Older she said
men
recently
need cherishing, or they die.
For sure, that is definitely the truth. She said he recently had an incident which caused a problem with his right hand. His hobby is woodworking and creating beautiful things. But because of the with his hand, his abilities have been more limited than they might have been had he not had the accident. He seems like he's very falling into depression. And I want to know if because of the trauma, EMDR or something of that nature might help him. And could I make an appointment to tell him? She says,
I would definitely.
I think she just doesn't want to spring it on him without, you know, doing it the right way.
Here is the EMDR Central Office in America. It's in Austin, Texas. EMDR, mm-hmm. International Association. Here is, what should I give her, the telephone number?
Yeah, the telephone number.
Email, fax, what?
Yeah, telephone.
Telephone is 512-451-5200.
She says, excellent.
What?
She says, that's excellent. I'm going to use that. Should I make an appointment to tell him about it?
Well, first you make an appointment.
She's saying she wants to talk to her husband about it. But she thinks she should make an appointment to bring up the sensitive subject.
Not till she has the addresses of therapists in her area that the EMDR office will send her.
Oh, perfect. Okay. She says, thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thank you. Get the list from the business and then bring it up. Otherwise,
perfect.
You don't have anybody to go see. And read
right.
the book.
Except-
Here's the book by Francine Shapiro, Getting Past Your Past. She created EMDR. It's still used. In fact, we're going to have Jeff White, Dr. Jeff White, is going to be on our show, and he's going to explain
yes,
EMDR. And
I am really excited. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And the date is...
We're discussing either next Thursday or the Thursday after, so we'll have
okay.
an update.
All right. Anyway, he'll be available for questions, but he's the EMDR person that I send people to. Okay?
Oh, yes. We are out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
Okay. Don't forget, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That's the truth. Goodbye, everyone. We love you. We'll be back next week. Take care. Stay healthy.
Bye. Wash your hands.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, with over 80 awesome shows. This is the station to listen to. Tune in to LA Talk Radio.